We're going to pause from the program for just a moment. I'm Jared, one of the producers of tonight's show. We're currently backstage where I'm doing what I always do, smoking some meat. I've got some ribs on, I've got some shoulder, I've got some brisket, got some Boston butts. It's going to be a heck of a time. We've been smoking this for about 6 hours already over some mesquite. That voice you're hearing is Mr. Tom Teagan, who's joining me backstage. You met him at the top of the show. We're just going to talk for a little moment about him, about raising money, exactly why we're here tonight.
Yeah.
You've already been in tons of movies.
Yeah, well, 8 total.
Okay, yeah, you're America's favorite dying boy.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's aware, but why are we raising money tonight? You want to tell everybody really why we're here, what this money goes toward, and what they can do to help.
We're raising money for the disease that's killing me. And, I mean, here's the thing, Jared. Sure, I make millions of dollars on my movies, but that money's for me, you know, not my disease. You know, I don't want to feed the disease with my money. It doesn't seem right. Not only that, but if I just put my millions of dollars into curing this, that's really enabling a lot of sick people, you know? If you go to any hospital, you walk in those doors, people aren't doing nothing. They're just laying there.
So this will actually be the first event for your new charity, right? So
Yeah, this is my first event. I mean, just because I'm not giving away my money doesn't mean I don't want to raise other people's money, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. How much money do you think we're going to raise tonight?
I'd say $200 would be a success. What about you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish
Sorry,
I got to keep
I've got
money.
So much money.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to, like, know what.
Yeah, I don't.
A scale, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
What's good? You know, to be honest, I'd say $1 million, but does that sound too large?
That sounds a little large compared to the size of the room.
Yeah, $200 would be sweet.
Yeah, it would. Actually, I've actually spent more than $200 on the meat that we're cooking right now.
Oh, no.
That's all right. So I've got my own things going on. A lot of projects in the works. So let's just talk about a couple of the roles that you were in. You want to give everybody some...
Obviously, I have to give a shout-out to the movie that made me famous, The Cell Phone, with Julia Roberts. I played her kid that had cancer from a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was super fun for me because the character in the movie, he uses his cell phone all the time.
Yeah.
He's a real kind of a dick of a kid. He's all like, fuck you, Mom. I gotta use my cell phone. You know, like that. Yeah. That's at the beginning. And then he gets the cancer and that humbles him and he transforms. And then they had that sick kid dying speech at the end. People really enjoyed that.
And the kid that was based on, though, that was based on a real person. He also got to meet Julia Roberts just like you did, only then he died.
Yeah, he died. And you know what else Julia told me?
What?
That I'm better.
Right, Tom, do you like barbecue brisket?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, then you're in luck, because we've been smoking this all day.
You know what it smells like?
I'm going to guess hickory and mesquite flavor.
No, it smells like Kate Perry's butthole.
All right, well...
Or Rihanna's. I don't know. They were both in that room that night.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Have you never had a three-way?
It's not important what I've done.
Do you think anyone in that room has had a three-way?
I wouldn't know, because that room is completely sealed right now. In fact, it's soundproof, so you could be pounding on that door
as
hard as you could. We tested that out earlier, and you can't hear anything.
I know what soundproof means. My hospital room is soundproof.
That's really sad.
No, it's not. I can fuck whoever I want in there.
All right. Well, do you like barbecued pork ribs?
Oh, yeah. And this smells so good.
Right.
If I die tonight, I'd be happy.
Nobody's going to die tonight, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
But we are slow roasting these. See, the thing about barbecue is a lot of people think you just grill something and slap a little sauce in there that makes a barbecue. That's not the case. Slow cooking. These things have been on here for about 6 hours.
Is this your life? Or why are you here and are you just dating that one girl that you've been dating for, that I met? It's just...
We're going to go back to the action. We join you back at Kill All Comedy, currently in progress.